call the meeting to order. It's 1:35. Present today is Representative Edgman, Representative Osterman, Representative Costello, Representative Guttenberg, Representative Holmes, and we're expecting several others to show up here momentarily. And so we'll start today. We have House Bill 113, Alaska Fire Standards Council, on the agenda first. So Michael Pascal, if you want to come up and join us at the table, and go ahead and introduce your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Michael Pascal, staff for Representative Feige. Representative Feige apologizes for not being here, but resources is meeting at this time, and they had difficulty with co-chairs and a number of people available to be in that committee meeting today. So, do want to, just so there's not any misunderstanding of conflict, I am an assistant fire chief in Alaska, and could possibly at some point be impacted as with a membership in one of the organizations involved in this bill at some point in the future.
Representative Gary has just joined us.
Thank you. House Bill 113 was requested by the Alaska Fire Standards Council, and it adjusts the membership of the council and slightly changes the qualifications for appointment to membership to that council. And the changes that it will make to what is now a council of 11 individuals, there will be two chief administrative officers or fire chiefs. And we removed a provision that required them to be from local government because the majority of fire departments in this state are not directly a portion of local government. They're often a nonprofit that is contracted with or entirely independent of local government. So we removed that provision. The state fire marshal will continue to be, or their designee, a member of this commission or the council. Four representatives. And the change would include one member from the Alaska State Firefighters Association, which is existing qualification of the four. Also, one member of the Alaska Professional Firefighters Association. Firefighters Association represents approximately 500 career firefighters in Alaska. We also put in a procedure for the nomination of these individuals that I'll discuss in just a moment. Two volunteer firefighters, one from a community with a population of 2,500 or less, and one with a population greater than 2,500. Those are existing positions. Two members of the public at large with the same qualifications of size. Those are also currently existing members. And then one new member, which would be a member of the Alaska Fire Chiefs Association, that again would be nominated by that organization. The Fire Chiefs Association represents all fire and administrative fire officers in the state. The provision putting in for appointment of these individuals would have these organizations recommend three individuals to the governor, and the governor would then select from those three individuals to make the appointment. The purpose for putting these three individuals on from the organizations is to allow these organizations to have a statewide organization have a voice in the Fire Standards Council, so that the individual, when they're on the board, for example, they might be a fire chief, they might be a member of the Fire Chiefs Association, but are they representing chiefs as a whole, or are they representing chiefs from all of the state, throughout the state, or as the fire chief of a particular community? So it makes them, those individuals that are appointed, be representatives of the organization and the opinions of the organization, not what might pertain better or worse for an individual community within the state. And that's the bill in its essence, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Michael. Also joining us is Representative Munoz. Before I guess we get into discussion, I suppose we should move the bill and put it on the table in front of us. Representative Costello, would you move the U version, please?
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill Number 113, Version 28-LS0442/U.
And I'll object for sake of discussion. Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. My question is on Section 2 of the bill. which is how these people are appointed. I guess I have a couple questions. First, I'm wondering how the members are currently chosen.
Representative Holmes, through the chair, I would refer that to the executive director of the committee, because I'm not sure that I can answer it 100% accurately, and he is on the phone available to answer the question.
We're going to go into public testimony here in a bit. So
I'll hold that one, but if I may have another,
yes,
and we'll see. And again, if this is something that somebody else should answer, that would be fine. But I might as well put my questions and concerns out there. The Section 2 of the bill says the governor appoints from each association named in B of the section from a list of at least three nominees. If you look at B, there are six different subsections under B. Some of them refer to associations, some of them don't. So I guess my confusion is, for instance, for the public members under subsection 5, for volunteer firefighters from communities under 4, for the the state fire marshal, how exactly does that fit? How would those be appointed? Where would the list of nominees come from when you're talking about members of the general public or you're talking about volunteer firefighters? For an association, obviously, the association can send you a list of three, but for members of the public, where would that list come from?
Representative Holmes, through the chair, the current members of the group and most councils are appointed through public notice of the availability of the position. And all of the members of the council would go through that same process of submitting their name through the formal application process and then be selected through the governor's vetting process. The three organizational representatives, that being the Fire Chiefs Association, the State Firefighters Association, and the Professional Firefighters Association, those individuals would be a list from each organization for specifically only those three positions. The other ones would continue to be from any resident of the state that was qualified.
Thank you. That was helpful. And if I may have one more follow-up, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Holmes.
That Section 2 also says that the governor can reject a list submitted and ask for a new list. Is that standard for other boards and commissions?
Representative Holmes, through the chair, I cannot speak to all of the commissions, but I have seen that particular language in other board nomination processes where the individual comes from the group. And my only explanation I give to it would be is maybe the individuals don't vet out in that process, but it is a governor-appointed board, so it gives the governor the power to refuse the nominees from the committee versus forcing the governor to appoint one of three individuals. So,
policy call. Thanks.
Representative Aguirre.
Thank you. I don't see any letters of support in here. I'm sure you have support for it. Maybe my file's not full, but I just have no idea. It seems like a non-controversial bill, but I have no idea what the firefighters think about this, what the fire chiefs think about this, and how would I find out? Would you be able to get that information to us?
Representative Guerra, through the chair, there should have been a letter from the Fire Chiefs Association in the packet. I don't know if that was inadvertently left out, but each of these groups is scheduled to be available on the phone to show their support for the
if they're on the phone.
They're all three groups plus the Fire Standards Council, and I believe they are all on the phone, but I have not been able to confirm that yet. And as far as we're aware, and I'm sure they can testify saying there has been no opposition from any of the groups involved in firefighting to the changes.
Thanks.
Any further questions for the sponsor? Seeing none, I think we'll go to public testimony. And we'll start with online. I've got Edward Athey from Seward, Alaska State Firefighters Association, who is going to answer questions if need be. And then I have Jeff Tucker from North Pole, the Alaska Fire Chiefs Association. Jeff, are you there?
Chairman, yes, I am. My name is Jeff Tucker. I'm the fire chief with the North Star Volunteer Fire Department, and I also represent the Alaska Fire Chiefs Association. I'm calling you today to support this bill. This bill, as Mike so eloquently stated before, currently on the makeup of the Fire Standards Council. The Alaska Fire Fighters Association has a seat, but the Alaska Fire Chiefs, the Alaska Fire Chiefs Association, Professional Firefighters Association, do not. This bill will allow all the three major interest groups, organizations that are statewide representative, to have a seat at the table, and again, lends us a greater voice and have greater input into the tremendous job that the Fire Standards Council does. So we're very supportive of this bill and encourage its passage. And I'll stand for any questions.
Any questions? Representative Guerra.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, I couldn't hear. Did you say that you're representing the Alaska Firefighters Association, too, or the or not?
No, just the Fire Chiefs Association. Eddie Athey is online. He's the Firefighters Association representative.
Okay, thank you.
Any other further questions? I also have Gordon Deskutner, who is the Department of Public Safety, who is the administrator for the Alaska Fire Standards Council, and he's there. Also answer questions if we have any of him. Those are the only three I have on my list right now. Is there anybody online that I've that we missed? Seeing none, is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing and go back to the bill. Is there any further questions of the sponsor of the bill? Representative Guerra.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Unless I missed it, I haven't heard from the Alaska Firefighters Association, and I would like to.
They are online to answer questions if you have them.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Edward Athey, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm here.
All right, thank you.
My name is Edward Athey. I'm the president of the Alaska State Firefighters Association. And I would echo the comments of Chief Tucker. We are very supportive and thankful to have a voice in this process. The Fire Standards Council certainly has a tall order to fill, and we're appreciative that we can be a part of the process.
Thank you. And Representative Guerra has a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate the testimony, and I actually get the organizations all mixed up. Is your organization the statewide sort of umbrella for the firefighters unions?
No, sir. Through the chair, I'm sorry, Representative Guerra. We essentially represent the volunteer component as opposed to the union component of the firefighters statewide.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions of Edward? Thank you, sir. Appreciate your comments.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, so that brings us then, I guess, if no more questions on the bill. Representative Guerra.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Through the chair, I still haven't heard from the sort of the paid firefighters whether they support the bill, and unless I missed that.
Mr. Pascal.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, if I may address it. Tom Westcott, I thought he was going to be on the phone today. He did testify in front of the previous committee and gave his support for the bill, and that is on the record of that committee. He was in person, I believe.
Through the chair, and just remind me again, because I get the organizations mixed up, who does Mr. Westcott represent?
The Alaska Professional Firefighters Association, which is the union representation for the majority of full-time professional firefighters in the state, paid firefighters.
Thank you, and through the chair, that seems to be every firefighters group, unless I'm missing one. So if you could just get me maybe the minutes of his testimony, I'll be fine on the floor. Is that possible? Not today, just between now and the floor?
Representative Gehr, through the chair, absolutely.
Thank you.
Chairman Houston.
Representative Atron.
Sort of a kind of a question and wrap-up, if you will.
I see. Go ahead.
Obviously, the intent of the bill is to make the council more diverse. And in your opening comments, you said you're taking away two fire chiefs who were essentially tied to local government. But to give you an easy one here, the consensus essentially seems to be that to make the council more diverse, and to make it more oriented towards volunteer firemen is essentially the consensus out there behind the bill.
Representative Edgman, through the chair. That was a concern I raised with the council this year in working on this bill. And Chief Tucker is probably the perfect example of that, in that Chief Tucker is a fire chief, but he is the fire chief of a nonprofit organization that is under contract with the Fairbanks North Star Borough to provide fire services. So in that capacity, as fire chief, is he the fire chief of a municipal fire department or not? And so it removed that question from the appointment standards.
Thank you.
Further questions? Seeing none, we do have a physical note that we need to address. Representative Costello.
Mr. Co-Chair, we have one fiscal note for House Bill 113. It's from the Department of Public Safety. The allocation is Alaska Fire Standards Council, OMB component number 2428. It has been zeroed out to show no fiscal impact.
Okay. Discussion on the fiscal note? No further discussion. Representative Costello, I move the bill.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill number 113, version 28-LS0442 /U from committee with individual committee recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 113 moves out of committee.
Thank you.
Take a brief at ease while we sign the sheet. Call the meeting back to order. We will now take up under bills previously heard, HB 84, the military training and credit and temporary license. We have a CS before us. If Representative Stoltz, Daniel George, will come forward from his office and explain the CS we have.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Daniel George. I serve as staff to Representative Stoltz and the Finance Committee. Before members should be a copy of committee substitute for House Bill 84. It is numbered 28-LS0357/U. The changes incorporated into this committee substitute for House Bill 84 can be found on page 5, lines 28 through 31. This committee substitute adds the words in line 28, during regularly scheduled meetings that are, and it changes the effective date on line 31 to 2014. And that is the extent of the changes in this bill.
Okay. Any questions of CS? Yes. Representative Costello.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move CS for House Bill Number 84, Finance, Version 28, LS0357, /U.
Object for sake of discussion. Okay, Representative Wilson has joined us. I see the sponsor of the bill, Representative Sadler's, in the audience. Do you have any comments in reference to the CS?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Representative Dan Sadler, House District 12. I appreciate their bringing this bill up again. The only comment I would have, sir, is that a concern was raised yesterday about one of the possible implications of the bill, not to do with the fiscal note or the effective date. But I just want to make clear on the record that it's my intention as a sponsor not to raise the expectation of military servicemen, medics, corpsmen, that this bill will give them the right. I just came up the stairs. Actually, I came up breathless. I want to make sure that does not give them the right to a temporary license unless, of course, the training they receive leading to a degree, diploma, or certificate meets the standards for an equivalent license or certificate of technical training. We did hear evidence Wednesday that this is not a problem. The Alaska Nurses Association in this letter heard testify that military nurses are licensed RNs, the military-trained LPNs, or licensed practical nurses, qualify for equivalent temporary civilian LPN licenses, and that military medics receive certification as EMTs. So there shouldn't be a problem. That testimony is in your packet. Just want to make that clear. That's my only comment, sir.
Thank you. Further questions, Representative Costello?
Through the chair, Representative Sadler. So I just wanted to clarify that the committee substitute allows for a zero fiscal note because it moves the effective date to a date in the future where all the boards and commissions that have to have those two meetings to write the new regs would happen on a regularly scheduled time frame as opposed to one that would be faster in the earlier version. And I just would like you to verify that on the record.
Yes, ma'am. That is my understanding through the chair that's correct. And also further understand that there's some language on page 5 that directs the Department of Commerce to do what they can to write what regulations when they can, or at least lay the groundwork so we don't waste time or not let time go by unproductively.
Questions of the sponsor? Representative Guerra.
So you can educate me on something that comes up 20 times a year, can you give me the difference between the two classifications of nurses you mentioned?
Oh, Lord. Through the chair, Representative Guerra, my wife, who is an RN, will tell me the RNs are the highly educated, highly trained, highly competent, and the LPNs are just a little bit less tremendously qualified and competent.
Or year and 2 year?
I couldn't say that, but it might be 3 years. I don't know. But the LPN is, the RN is a superior certificate to the LPN.
You shouldn't have said it that way, but strike that. Okay, thank you.
Seeing none, thank you, Representative Sadler.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
So we do have fiscal notes. So Representative Costello.
Mr. Co-Chair, we have four fiscal notes for House Bill 84. The first one's number one, dated March 7th, 2013, for the Department of Education and Early Development from the Program Administration and Operations Allocation, dated numbered OMB component number 2738, shows no fiscal impact. Fiscal note number two for House Bill 84 is dated March 7th, 2013, for the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Workforce Investment Board Allocation, OMB component number 2659, showing no fiscal impact. The third fiscal note is dated March 7, 2013, from the University of Alaska Allocation Budget Reductions Additions System-Wide. The OMB component number is 1296, showing no fiscal impact. Fiscal note number four is a replacement fiscal note for fiscal note number four. It's from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. The allocation is corporations, business, and professional licensing, OMB component number 2360, showing no fiscal impact.
Thank you, Representative Costello. Any questions on fiscal notes? Seeing none, that brings us back to the CS that was moved, and I objected. Any further discussion? I'll remove my objection. Any further objections to moving the CS for House Bill 84 out of committee? Hearing none, so moved. That's the end of our business for today. Monday, we will take up Senate Bill 23, the LNG project, and House Bill 74, the LNG project. So that'll be for us at 1:30 on Monday. Anything else to be brought before the committee?
Mr. Chair, could you, those two separate bills are the LNG project?
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, one Senate and one, Senate House.
One Senate, one House.
Got it. Thanks.
It's not the trucking bill any longer, sir. They took SB 23 and divided it into two bills. So SB 23 is actually the trucking project, and HB 74 is some other ADA powers. You'll get to see it soon.
Look at the bill numbers. I just gave you the bill numbers. So we're adjourned till Monday.